Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Danline Tuesday on Twitter. Walter Mondale passed away yesterday at 93, former Vice President of the United States. In case you don't remember, in the late 70s, he was Jimmy Carter's Vice President, Minnesota's own. And somebody like 90-some people had him, or 70-some, Craig? I'm sorry.
72 players had Walter Mondale, the 93-year-old Walter Mondale. Some of the players in our Deadpool that had him include, but are not limited to, Huey Lewis and the News. Pure Rock Fury gets a hit, as does Puss's Pink Sock Puppet. Rock Doc 69 gets a hit. Sergeant Pecker Tracks gets a hit, as does Snot Bubble and Sounding at the Barbecue.
20 years ago today, Sergeant Pecker, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Sounding at the Barbecue?
Oh, we've talked about that. Yeah, that's a story. A guy was getting sounded by a girl, his wife, at a barbecue.
Was that somebody an email?
Somebody walked in. It was an email, yeah.
With one of those,
it was a real sexual with a sound with something you stick in your penis
with a kebab stick.
I guess maybe they made their own homemade.
I hope they
sounder.
Took the onions and peppers off.
Yeah, that would burn. Right.
Well, they might not fit.
Yeah. Well, if you try enough,
if a kebab stick would fit down the pee hole. Don't try that at home, kids.
Or yeah, whichever.
if you're a grown man, try it. Tell us.
I fail to see the attraction.
Right.
But apparently it's a thing.
So we got it. I love when people, I hate, it makes me sad, though, but we get emails from people calling out their idiot coworkers. This guy's, it's a long email, but I'm not going to do the whole thing, but I do love the beginning of it. I work at a hardcore right-wing facility south of Omaha, possibly Bellevue, or not. He got both doses of his vaccine, basically, and his daughter is graduating from high school, and she must live in Hawaii. And he has to have a vaccine to get into Hawaii. It's going to happen now, a vaccine passport to get into Hawaii.
That way you don't have to quarantine.
Right. Most of his coworkers said they just ship their kid a card. So he says they would rather not get the vaccine than see their kid graduate from high school.
Sounds about right.
What the F is wrong with people? Love the show. Keep going God's work. All right. Aloha. Thank you, bud. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's sad. But you know what? That's also one of the things. You ain't catching me going to France or Hawaii.
They're fine with that.
Yeah, they are fine with that.
The French and the Hawaiian, they just checked in and said, nah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
You stay where you're at.
All right. What was the island, Craig, that somebody died there? Somebody washed up dead from COVID, and they said they closed the island down? That was a headline I saw yesterday.
Which island?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. I mean, Google that, puss. Something washed up dead on their shores, and they shut down the island because it tested positive. But it had to be a human. I saw the headline yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I found it here.
I know I didn't dream that. It sounds pretty.
A body with COVID washed ashore. Now this Pacific Island nation isn't taking any chances.
Right.
Vanuatu. It's off the eastern coast of Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Papua New Guinea, that area.
They've banned outward travel from the main island for 3 days after a body washed ashore that later tested positive for COVID-19.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
The body of a Filipino fisherman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they filmed some Survivor episodes.
They might have.
That
yeah.
name sounds and familiar.
Papa Umau Mau.
That does. Yeah. I think you're right, Todd. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So a dead person washes up and they shut down the island. Well, you know.
Well, if COVID's there, COVID's there. It doesn't matter how it got there.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, apparently it says most of these remote island nations in the South Pacific have had very few cases.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're just not going to.
Yeah,
they're not
messing with it, right?
Nah.
Good for them. Good for them.
Three reported cases in that country.
Speaking of fishermen, that back guy in Yellowstone there got attacked by Yogi and died.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Yeah, he died today.
I thought he just took the picnic basket and ran.
Yeah, no, he died, man. He got mauled and died.
And then a group of guys went out to investigate the situation. The bear showed up again, tried to attack that group of guys.
Right.
So this is an aggressive bear. Apparently, he was eating on a moose somewhere in the area, so he's being protective of that. They ended up shooting that bear.
Now, when you go out and you have your little bear spray and no gun, if you spray a grizzly, does it care?
It depends.
Yeah. Would a grizzly care? Wipe his eyes off and just eat you?
You would have to hit him with a good dose right in the snout or in his eyes.
Yeah. Without pooping your pants.
Right.
You could do both.
And the wind has to be coming from the right direction.
Yeah.
Or you got to be close enough or far enough away.
And if you're close enough, you can swing and still just slice your head off, right?
Right.
Oh, that's dangerous. Especially if it was a back alley guide. I mean, he didn't know the moose was over there, obviously, but still, this is a guy that knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he still got eaten.
Back country is different than back alley.
Yeah, I used to work as a back alley guide in my town. Yeah.
I'd love to explore the back alleys of Yellowstone.
Yeah, they're beautiful this time
of
year.
I'm a city boy.
You are.
I just always felt bad for the bear in that city. The bear wasn't doing anything. He was just barren.
I know.
You know? Yeah. He was protecting his food.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden he's, I'm aggressive now and you're going to shoot me.
Yeah. Well, he got the taste of blood now, human blood, so I guess I got to
get rid
of that.
But still, he was just doing what bears do.
Right.
Yeah. Protecting his stash.
Just seems unfair to the bear.
He must have been ripped up pretty good. End up dying, man. Pick us up, make us feel good, Craig.
Well, if you want to talk about a dead hunter and feel good about it.
All right. Oh, I do. Oh, I love this story. Yes, I can't get enough of these.
Out of South Africa, a suspected rhino poacher was trampled by a herd of elephants.
That's funny.
Kruger National Park officials say it happened when three people were running from rangers in one of Africa's largest game preserves. Rangers caught one suspect. Another escaped after they came in contact with a herd of elephants. The third was found trampled to death. Officials say they found an axe and a rifle dropped by the three as they tried to run, which is part of the reason rangers believe they were after the rhinos.
So the rhinos are thanking the elephants today. All right.
Yeah. Hey, elephants thanks. Like, we got you, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, they were poaching rhinos.
Right, poaching rhinos.
And the elephant showed up.
It's a great band name.
Stomped a mud hole.
The poaching rhinos, Or it's a sex act.
So I'm poaching the rhino.
Yeah, it's really not that complimentary, but whatever. Poaching the rhino last night.
That last
you still together?
Yeah. That last couple seconds before meeting the bottom of an elephant's foot can be terrifying.
Yep.
Yeah, well, he earned it.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That was karma. Right.
Every poacher should get stomped by an elephant.
As far as I'm concerned, just big game hunters that kill those beautiful animals, stomp their ass too. The ones that pose in front of giraffes, they've shot for no reason. Sad.
Well, it's going a freaking giraffe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a giraffe.
From Cradles to Stage is the latest Dave Grohl offering that's going to be put out. It's a TV-type show going out on Paramount Plus in the early next month that highlights relationships that musicians have with their mothers.
Yeah, his mom wrote a book a couple years ago about this.
Yeah, and so this show is going to feature Tom Morello and his mom, Rush's Geddy Lee and his mother, and any number of other people and their mothers as well. A beautiful little thing. And
I've heard Tom Morello on the radio with his mom, and his mom doesn't say much.
All right.
She's like 90-something.
Yeah, I know. She's old.
So that'll be a beautiful thing.
Except it's on Paramount Plus, and I don't have that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sign up just for that.
If you get every damn streaming service, you might as well get cable. But the cable doesn't have as many cool things as streaming services do. So it's a mess. It's just crazy.
I do want to check out. He's got a documentary coming out, I think, the end of the month. Called, I forget the name of it, but it's about bands and the vans that they toured in to start off.
That's cool.
Oh. And it's going to be it. It's on Prime, on Amazon Prime, but it's on this something else you got to pay a little extra for called the Coda Collection.
Of course it is. Something else you got to pay extra
for. It's like all music documentaries and concert films.
Oh, I'd like to watch that. I'd like to get that.
Yeah.
I'd love to get
so
that.
So I guess you pay for it through Prime. It's like an extra $5 a month, but it's all live concerts and documentaries and stuff.
All right.
So I'm going to have to check that out.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Investigators in rural central Oregon are perplexed by a series of mutilations involving ranch land cattle.
Bigfoot.
No.
Or aliens.
Yeah, it's, or a Satanist.
Oh,
that
okay.
too.
All right,
well, back in March, the Crook County Sheriff's Office
or
reported
they eat children. That's
at least six cow carcasses found within a week where someone had removed the udders and reproductive systems of the animals cleanly and precisely without disturbing any other organs.
This has been going on for a long time. I remember as a kid hearing stories about this in and around North Dakota.
Is that Satanist?
Well, you know, they say the blood was, I don't know. I can't verify.
At the time, they were saying things like that, but that hasn't been confirmed throughout time.
No, it was anecdotal stuff, but apparently the cows had no blood in them. Udders removed, like Craig said.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's aliens. That'd be okay. That means aliens are just killing cows and not humans, you know?
Yeah, but that's an odd ritual.
To suck all the blood of a cow?
And remove its udders.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Puss?
Even I got nothing here.
To make a hat?
No, that's what you use. Just use the cheese.
Put a dent in some udders. You've done that before. Yeah.
You kill the cow, you can't make the cheese, and that's where you get the hat.
Right. Must be some sort of farm boy cow ritual.
Ah, there's got to be an udder hat out there somewhere.
Not at Lambeau.
That's what we should give the governor that.
Oh, yeah.
Look more appropriate.
And a cowboy hat.
Otherwise, it looks like he just got... Mom took him to Boot Barn. And said, "You can get whatever you want, Petey."
Local news is talking about him running for president in 2024. I hate to laugh because we had the last guy was the worst ever, but I don't think he's going to get out of the Iowa caucus.
Yeah,
that'd be Pete Ricketts. He's a dumbass. I would love to. I don't want this to happen. But if he was the president of the United States, he'd know our name and hate us. Wouldn't that be a cool history to have the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Except I don't want the world to have to deal with another horrible president.
He'd be president of the United
exactly.
States.
Exactly. I'm not willing for that trade.
Right.
No, hopefully he's enough of a national embarrassment.
He's got a photo outside the governor's mansion or wherever he's at in his picture.
No, that's his home. That's his Omaha home.
That's here. Okay, yeah. Oh, he's not in the cattle fields of West Omaha?
No.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's got a big old cowboy hat on. He looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. You seen it, Craig?
I have not seen that.
Oh, I posted it yesterday. It's great.
Not seen that one.
Yeah. People are not kind about the look.
Alma Wahlberg passed away.
Yeah, the mom of the Wahlbergers.
Right. And nobody had her in the Deadpool.
She's not famous, though, is she?
Well, she was...
She was on that show.
Yeah, she was on that show.
I did watch the show a couple times. She had her and her other son, Scott. Scott was on the show. He was a cook who ran the restaurants, but the other two brothers...
There's a new reality show on HBO Max with Mark called Wall Street.
Oh.
I just saw it on the menu the other day.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Are Donnie and Jenny McCarthy still together?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
I watched Blue Bloods the other day and saw Tammy's guest appearance. Tammy Pescatelli was in Blue Bloods. And I DVR'd it and watched it, the episode. They're just, that's just a, basically, a, you know, we all know that show's been around forever now.
Yeah, was she a victim or a predator?
She was a ex-mob wife. Surprise.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, she had a decent scene with Wahlberg, with Mark, you know.
Did she have more than one scene?
Donnie.
Donnie.
Just one, yeah.
One scene. She's an ex, and I said she did a great job. She's acted before, but she's an ex-mob wife on this particular episode. Now, she appeared with Jenny McCarthy in a couple shows. She knows Mark Wahlberg. So she had some sort of in, but she also has the acting chops to get the gig, you know?
Donnie.
Sorry, Donnie, right. It's cool to see her on a national TV show like that.
1 degree removed from Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. But, lucky for Donnie, there's another Wahlberg, or he'd be Scott.
No, Donnie's
he'd be lesser famous.
I disagree with that. He's obviously lesser famous, but he's also is in a band that tours at packed stadiums. And he does this show.
Yeah.
He's got a cool career, a really cool career.
But he's not, he's certainly the lesser famous of the two.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Pretty damn
well,
famous.
He's more famous than Paul, Robert, Jim, Arthur, Tracy, Michelle, and Debbie.
Thank
Holy
you.
Holy cow, yeah. I didn't know they had that many.
Yeah.
The second most famous, Wahlberg.
He's still pretty damn famous, though.
Yeah.
You think he's getting pressure not to get the vaccine?
You know, from the wife?
She doesn't hate, she hates those vaccines.
I don't know. Maybe to work on a network show, you probably have to get it.
I haven't seen her take a public stance on this particular vaccine.
No, I have not.
I don't care what she has to say about anything, actually.
No.
Take your clothes off.
Yes.
Yeah. Take off your underwear. So nobody had that, the mommy. She died at 78. How'd she die?
Yeah.
Burgers.
Apparently, towards the end, she was often confused.
Okay.
There was some of that going on.
All right. Dementia.
Yeah. Several of the statues that Michael Jackson had at his Neverland Ranch are for sale. But you got to buy them all. Noble Art Lovers tells TMZ a private collector has 28 pieces from Michael Jackson's California property, mostly statues. But the owner will not sell them individually. The entire collection has to go as a whole, and the person is asking $2.5 million for all of them.
Whoa.
Oh, that's just for the statues. Yeah. I thought they were selling the Neverland Ranch for
$2.5. No.
Someone would swoop in and just level that place. The land alone is worth way more than that.
Yeah, it's in disarray.
Yeah, that's why these are statues that aren't anywhere near there anymore.
What are the statues of?
Well, kids in tree swing, follow the leader, young boy and companion, boy playing handball.
Creepy, man.
Many of the statues are of children.
Oh, see, I was going to do that joke, and then they are of those things.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's many historical statues like marble Roman bust and Napoleon crossing the Alps, along with Cupid statues. Candelabra, wooden ship, Marilyn Monroe, Minnie Mouse. But still, a lot of the statues are of kids. Well, you know, they were hanging out where he wanted to put a place for kids.
Well, yeah, amusement
park.
Yeah, he had an amusement park right there. So he had statues around there. And at the time, we thought, okay, that's pretty cool for the kids. Then we realized there was one ride that never wanted to hop on.
Right.
I don't want to do that ride.
It was cool.
I don't like that ride.
For a little while.
Michael.
Woman out of North Carolina believed to have been the oldest living American has passed away.
I was listening to a 70s or 80s station on one of the radio, the satellite stuff. And it was they went into a Michael Jackson song. And you know, on that 70s station, it's like it was from Off the Wall, so it would have been 1970, the late 70s. That 70s station, the jocks all sound like it's 1975 anyway.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
And they always have a little bit of wisdom or something about the artist. Like you're still sitting around in 1975 listening to the radio. Like, you know, hey, that's, that's a band out of England. They call themselves, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I remember that. But you're saying that now and still getting paid for it. Michael Jackson, he played with boys. They don't say that anymore.
Right.
It's not revisited.
They use the same raps they did in 1979.
And they still make money.
Right. You, former member of the Jackson 5, here's Michael Jackson from Off the Wall.
Yeah.
later found out to be a pedophile.
No, they don't say that. They don't act like it.
No, they don't.
See, they should throw that in.
No, they should.
No, they're talking like it's 1979.
Right. It's before before the boy stuff happened. This is before the boy stuff happened, Michael Jackson.
You'll never guess what this guy goes on to do.
Right.
I heard one of those guys.
They're great. They're great, man.
He was a long time L.A. disc jockey. Yeah. Now he's on one of those stations.
Yeah.
Introduced a song the other day on the Deep Tracks channel.
Right.
Deep Tracks, mind you. This is a song from the movie The Graduate.
Yeah.
Mrs. Robinson.
That was a big hit.
Deep?
Yeah. Huge hit.
Right. He used that rap in 1975.
Same rap. And 76.
Yep. 77.
And 77.
85, and so 86. Yeah, whatever. They're good gigs, man. Michael Jackson rocks, man. I can separate horrible crap for some reason when it comes to art. Some people can. I can.
But even then, I think that we can't with everyone.
No,
even art world.
I think it's selective. You're right. I think it's selective. There's some. I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna watch an old Bills highlight of the way how he was a great running back, O.J. Simpson, and he was great in all Naked Gun movies.
Well,
but you're right. Depending on the artist, I guess
it does depend on the artist.
I don't turn away from a Michael Jackson song.
Some people's art isn't worth separating,
right.
I find. You know? If I found out they're a horrible person and I didn't like their stuff that much anyway, so never mind.
Yeah. But if I like their stuff.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's what I was talking about. Stuff you like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you can like people and hate their art, you know, like their music. Like, I like Dave Grohl. I hate his original music. I think it sucks.
You called his music original, though.
I did. Well, it's his original music. Yeah.
Animal welfare officers got a report of an unusual animal lurking in the tree in the Polish city of Krakow. The female caller said people aren't opening their windows because they're afraid it'll go into their house.
What is it up there again? I'm sorry.
An unusual animal lurking in the tree. Officers asked whether the unidentified animal, which had been in the tree for 2 days, could be a bird of prey. The woman responded that it looked more like an iguana. In Poland there. Inspectors knew that it was unlikely that a reptile would be living in the cool spring temperatures there in Poland. They wondered if the animal could have been a pet abandoned by its owners. They got there. They slowly closed in on this thing that at first looked headless. They moved closer, now thinking it looked limbless. Finally, they get close enough to realize that it's a croissant.
That's a big croissant, really? How big's the croissant in the tree?
A headless, limbless croissant.
Yes.
I was scared the hell out of me, man. Yeah.
The Krakow Animal Welfare Society said the public should continue to err on the side of caution and report any concerns about animal welfare.
Killer croissant in Krakow.
Hanging out in the tree.
Love that book.
Yeah.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.